And now thousands of people have rallied in the German capital, Berlin, against racism and discrimination. A wide range of groups, including pro-refugee and Muslim organizations, backed the protest under the slogan, Solidarity Instead of Exclusion, and for an open and free society. The demonstrators said the protest shows right-wing agitation and populism are not dominant in Germany. The rally comes amid concerns about increasingly far-right and nationalist sentiments. Eastern city of Chemnitz was a scene of anti-refugee violence just a few weeks back. Last year's German elections also saw far-right Alternative for Germany party enter the country's parliament. Meanwhile, Europe has been witnessing a rise of nationalism over the past few years. Far-right parties have made significant gains in recent elections, and their anti-immigration campaign is gaining momentum. Of the 28 European Union countries, only six have left-wing governments now. Press TV's Amir Torkashvan has taken a closer look at this recent trend, which many believe has put the integrity of Europe at stake.
The 2015 refugee crisis in Europe has led to the spread of nationalism and xenophobia in the continent. Far-right leaders and individuals say the identity of their countries is at peril by the arrival of foreigners. There has been a widening gap between different EU countries over the bloc's demand for the implementation of a quota system. Now, far-right parties have gained a stronger political foothold by warning about a dilution of national identity. Some of them are now in power, and some have turned into main opposition blocs in a significant number of EU countries. Among the new anti-immigration Eurosceptic parties, Italy's Northern League is pushing fast forward. The party's leader, Matteo Salvini, whose deputy prime minister and interior minister is garnering support among the like-minded. Last month, during a European conference, he earned notoriety for likening African immigrants to slaves. He made the comment during a heated conversation with the Luxembourgian foreign minister. Let's take a listen.
In Italy, there is a need to help our kids have kids, not to have new slaves to replace the children we're not having.
Hey there, hey there, that's going too far.
Now, Salvini is not alone. Here's what is going on in other EU countries. In Germany, for example, the far-right Alternative for Germany, the AfD, is campaigning against Chancellor Angela Merkel's open-door policy. The AfD managed to enter the federal parliament in 2017 and has seats in almost every state assembly. In Austria, for example, the Freedom Party has become the junior partner in a coalition government. Sweden Democrats, known as neo-Nazis, are gaining ground in a traditionally refugee-friendly country. Such gravitation to the right has also been taking place in France, Hungary, Slovenia, Poland, Denmark, the Czech Republic, Finland, and the Netherlands. The surge of nationalism in the EU has led to drastic rise in hate crimes against refugees and people of a foreign origin. The former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights had issued a stark warning about the rise of racism in Europe. This is what he said.
Over two-thirds of the national parliaments in European Union countries now include political parties with extreme positions against migrants, and in some cases, Muslims and other minority communities. This discourse, based on racism, xenophobia, and incitement to hatred, has now expanded so significantly that in several countries it is dominating the political landscape.
Now, far-righters say the opposition to what they call migration should be a human right. Those who are seeking asylum in Europe now say the reason behind their displacement lies in policies taken by the very Western states that have ruined their country through different means, including colonization, military intervention, coup d'etat, and occupation.